found it. The most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Ain't much else to say. Just sit back, sip on some whiskey, and be entertained. Because the Whiskey Bros are about to make love to your ears.
Yeah.
You do it.
Did you do the clap?
No.
You gotta do the clap.
I gotta do it all the time.
Yeah. There you go. Make it loud.
One. Yeah.
Make it loud. Make it loud. Are you good? Are you back in the saddle?
I am.
You've got a little bit of a hiatus, so I was making sure that you are still indeed in control over there.
Always. Always. Even when I'm not here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Whiskey Bros around the table. As they said in the intro, the most unprofessional little podcast there ever was. Yeah. In case you're looking for a professional podcast.
You have not found it.
Yeah, keep on looking. So, this is going to be a unique one.
Yeah.
One I didn't think we'd ever have going on before, but right on, here we are. So,
yes,
we're
sir.
With Corey Walker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The newest tattoo guy in town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on, man. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to talk ink, the lifestyle surrounding that, and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Let me first start, like, what's your favorite genre of music?
Techno.
Techno.
Nice.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an old 90s raver.
Interesting. Yep. All right. You would think, like, the tattoo realm would encompass, like, rap, metal. But I feel like as the culture goes on, like, all those lines are blurred now.
Absolutely.
I don't think you'd see more tattooed people at, like, rock or metal concerts. Instead, like, they're everywhere. Yeah. Country, rock, everybody's tatted up now.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Look at Jelly Row.
That's true. Oh, yeah. He's a big country guy, isn't he?
I guess if you want to call it that. But
welcome to the show, no, man. Thanks. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about yourself, where you come from, and your humble beginnings, or even not so humble beginnings.
Well, my name is Corey Walker. I own Decatur Tattoo, and my wife and I moved to Sunset 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
We were in the Flower Mound, Louisville area for a long time. Got tired of the big city, and when the housing market was at its right, we sold our house and bought us 10 acres, built a barnominium, and here we are.
You got in before it got crazy.
Right before it, yep.
Do you like your headphones that way, or?
Are they backwards?
No, you only have one ear on.
Flip it. You have one that's speaking towards
it's like this.
I'm going to help you real quick. Oh. But keep telling your story.
Yeah, I can hear fine.
Adjust your shit. Boom.
I didn't notice it either.
Oh, wow.
Is that a whole lot better?
A whole lot better.
I'm hearing in mono.
It's like wearing your motorcycle helmet backwards.
That's right. I didn't even notice that.
So, yeah, you got here before it got crazy.
Yeah, I did. Got lucky.
Yeah. How's Sunset treating you?
I love it.
It's beautiful out there.
It is. We live in the middle of nowhere. We've got deer in the front yard, deer in the backyard.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nice, nice. Very nice. It says here you're also the owner of Firehouse Dog Grooming.
That's right.
That's an interesting correlation. Like, how does one go from dog grooming to tattoos or vice versa? Which one started first?
That's all my wife.
Okay.
She was working at this place here for like 3 or 4 years, and the owner decided to retire. And we've always wanted to get her own, so this was the great opportunity, and we took it.
Okay.
Bought it in last April.
So. Okay.
It's still over there in the same spot, kind of about 2K, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And since we've taken it, we've already expanded. We took the lease over next door, and it's been crazy.
So are you open right now for pets, new pets?
Absolutely.
Okay, good to know, because we could use a good dog groomer. Mm. The old lady doesn't keep up with, we rescued a dog, and she's like, I'll take good care of it, I'll bathe it. And
that's what they all say.
Yeah. Who does more of the bathing? I'll let that be up to the listeners to determine that one.
Absolutely.
Who do you think does more bathing of the dog? How does that work out business-wise? Is it pretty busy?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
When we took it over, they were doing 15 dogs a day. We're doing about 30 now.
Jeez. Wow.
So it's, and it just keeps growing.
Do you have an automated, like a car wash? Is it a, you just put them in one end and they come out the other?
I wish. I wish it was that easy. every dog's different temperament, you know, yeah. So you just never know how it's going to go.
I've seen, I guess it was like, of course, it probably was Japan, like, but it was an automated dog wash. You just put your pet in, turn on the cycle. That had to be absolutely terrifying for the animals dog. Until, it, you know, they get used to it, I'm sure. But
yeah, most dogs don't want to be there.
No, I'd imagine not.
They're not stuck. Then there's a few that love it. They, you know, they sit back and chill and let the girls do their deal.
How many times have you been bitten?
Probably 10.
Okay, sure.
Nothing major.
Right, just a nipping.
Terribly high number.
Yeah. You know, some dogs, they don't know you, and you go reach into a kennel to grab them, and they're like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And then we'll have a board, and we'll write kennel biter on that, so way the girls are aware.
Yeah. All right, that's just that's an interesting segue. We don't have to talk too much about it, but you would not correlate tattoo and dog grooming and washing for sure.
When's the age of dog tattoos, though?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, I'm sure PETA would have a heyday with
that.
Oh,
boy,
would
they?
Down the rabbit trail of your history with tattoos, how long? I'm assuming you are not only just a business owner, but you are a tattoo artist yourself.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
So when I was 18, I was in Wichita Falls, and my best friend had some tattoos. I didn't have any. Went into this tattoo shop, and he was getting one. And I guess back then, I thought we had to have permission to ask our girlfriends if we could get a tattoo. So I walked out to the payphone. I called her because I was itching. And I said, hey, I just got a tattoo. And she's like, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Got a phone, went in there, got my tattoo. And, you know.
The rest is history.
Well, that's where it started. I didn't get into tattooing until 2007.
Okay, so how old were you when your first tattoo, say again?
18.
18, all right. So you were ready. Like, you were waiting with bated breath to turn 18.
Yeah, and I'm 53 now, so.
Okay. You don't go just get one, do you?
No, they're very addicting.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. What do you think that is?
This guy, I only got one.
Are you serious? I thought you had more than one.
Nah.
No, you just have the one on your shoulder?
One across the back.
I have three.
Yeah.
I need to get more. Mm. Now that Corey's here, we're going to have to go get more for sure.
My first bumper sticker I ever made said, welcome to your new addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So is it like an affliction with pain or?
I think it's all combined.
It like checks all the boxes.
You can be tattooing someone and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm never doing this again. And before you're done wrapping it up, they're like, okay, so what are we going to do over here on this side?
Yeah, there's some euphoric dopamine release that comes with. Once you endure the pain and make it through, it's like, oh.
The reward is awesome.
Yeah,
right.
You have a lifetime piece on your canvas.
It's the only thing you're taking to the grave besides the clothes you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll cover some of those grounds too, like the stigma with tattoos and religion, because didn't it say in the Bible or something, don't mark yourself permanently, or
it says something like your body's the temple and don't mess with your temple. But I mean,
here we are with whiskey. Yeah. For over 5,000 years, I think people have been getting
times have changed, and I have a book of reference of all these old stories of people traveling big distances to show their love for Christ.
Yeah,
and they rewarded with a tattoo.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
And it has a whole list of all these different ones. So I think it's
the stigma's gone.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it doesn't change who you are.
Right.
No, it shouldn't, right? Yeah, you're just, I mean, okay, so there is a question in here. I don't want to jump ahead, but there is a question in here that we'll get to regarding that. But back to your story. So how did you leave Wichita Falls and end up in, I guess it was Flower Mound the next stop?
Oh, no, I went to Arizona for a long time. I was doing window tinting way back in the day.
Okay.
And that was my life forever, was window tinting.
Like homes or vehicles, everything?
All of it.
Everything you can think of.
I had a shop in Louisville. I did all the car dealers all the way up to Jameswood and 35.
Which is like, in the South, pretty damn good job security.
Needed.
Because the supply of the sun does not diminish here.
Well, that's why I moved to Arizona, because I outran, you know, Texas was good, but Arizona's even hotter.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I went up there and got big into that.
But, you know, everybody, it's a dry heat out there. Right. It's dry heat. It's dry heat. Dry. It doesn't matter when the dry heat is 130, though. No. It still feels hot. Still
absolutely. So I came back to Louisville, and a guy I knew had a shop, so I left there, came back. And I had lost touch with this guy, and he was, back when I did tinting, I used to do his Mustangs at his Mustang shop.
Okay.
Well, my best friend's like, hey, do you remember so-and-so? And I said, yeah. He goes, he's tattooing in Louisville now. And I was like, wow, he was never a tattoo artist. Crazy. I had already been hanging out with tattooers at that point, so I'd had quite a few.
Yeah.
Never, ever considered doing it. So I go meet up with my buddy. He's like, hey, man, the owner of this place went to prison, and His son's running it, and they're stealing all the money. They never pay rent or anything. He goes, let's take this over. And I'm like, well, dude, I don't know how to tattoo. I can't do that. He's like, I got clientele, blah, blah, blah. So I call my best friend, who is a tattoo artist. I tell him, he's like, oh, you're crazy. You know, they'll all flake on you and go out of business.
Okay.
So I said, I took a chance. We went to the owner of the building and said, look, I'm paying this guy to quit. He's your only tattooer. We're going to remodel it, rename it, do everything. And we took it, and here we are 21 years later.
So this at this point, at that point, you not only became like a tattoo, or, well, you're not a tattoo artist yet. You're just a businessman at this point. Okay. Very cool. How did you become a tattoo artist?
My brothers. I wore them out.
Yeah.
Learning trial and error.
Okay. What kind of things do you learn on? Because you can't, I mean, there's a difference between paper and skin.
I think I had a little advantage because, one, being a window tinter, I got used to cutting straight lines.
Yeah.
So I always had the steady hand. Two, getting tattooed for over 20 years, having sleeves already.
Yeah.
You're sitting there watching, and it's my best friend who was tattooing me at the time, all the time. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like apprenticing the whole time without actually doing the apprenticeship. So when I got in there, we started doing fake skin, you know, fruit. But then, you know, it's fun having younger brothers.
What is
that? Go back to that. Fake skin and fruit.
What constitutes what do you mean?
It's like a silicone type. You can buy these plats. They're just, and it basically, it's not the same as skin, but it kind of gives you the idea.
So it's just a practice.
It's sure practice. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I remember like early days of Ink Masters or whatever, they were using pig carcasses to practice on because it was similar to human skin.
What fruit are you using?
Oranges.
Oranges. Yeah. Huh.
Because it's kind of the same. If you go too far, it disperses out. You blow it.
Right.
So you kind of want to stay in that middle to get a line. So it just kind of helps you with machine weight and hitting something because it's bouncing back.
Right.
Things you don't think of.
No.
It's fruit.
Yeah.
For test dummies.
I just thought that there were some dudes out there or ladies with some really crappy ink work.
Oh, there is.
And that's from practices.
Yeah, those are the guys. Those are the girls getting practiced
on.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
Did you sell the oranges, though?
No.
here's some artisanal oranges.
You'd be surprised when you offer a free tattoo. People do not care if you have experience or not.
Are you kidding?
They will line up for a free tattoo. Wow.
Interesting. Well, I guess because if you end up not liking it in a few years, you can get it covered up with something or done over.
That's a horrible way to go into it, though.
Yeah.
To know that. Like, okay, maybe I'll just cover it one day. Well, let's do it right the first time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if that's your mindset, like, I'm going to be paying the person, but if I don't know how to approach that. If you came to me and said, hey, I don't really know my shit yet, but I want to give you a free tattoo, I'd think I'd tell you, no, probably not, man. Sorry.
Hard pass.
Here's an orange.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you were 20 and some dude came to you that was covered in tattoos and said, oh, yeah, I've been doing it. I'm going to give you a free tattoo.
Yeah. Well, you'd hope that, like,
you probably would have went.
He's not full of shit. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy looks like he knows his stuff. Yeah.
In one sense, it's job security for us because we get to cover them up and fix them.
Right.
How often do you have to cover the things up? Do you find all the time? Really?
All the time.
Okay.
So, what does that mean when you say cover them up?
Well, like yesterday, I started this big long side piece on this girl. She had her ex husband's name on it, and she's been remarried since. So, they want that gone, but they didn't want to go through lasering. So, I tattooed a cover.
I've got a couple on my back that I would like to come to you and see if I could get them covered up. They're just from a different time.
Sure.
Yeah. They weren't really custom. It was like, ooh, I like that one on the wall, which people do. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love doing flash. It's fun.
There's nothing wrong with that for sure. But now that I'm older and a little wiser and kind of know the things that move me through life, and maybe there's some things that could work for covering.
It's going to be hard to put my face on you, bro. I'm sure you can do it.
It trips me out how it's changed over the years, though, because used to people cared about if the artist was good or not.
Yeah.
People walk in now, they do not look at our portfolios. I mean, it's pointless for us to even print pictures anymore.
Wow.
No one even cares.
Wow.
They just say next available?
That's it.
Wow.
I mean, I would always want to go in and look at a portfolio and say, okay, if I, you know, and you shouldn't have to go through four or five pages to find one good tattoo. As soon as you open that book, you go, wow, look at that.
They just assume, because I guess tattoos have gotten so popular that if you work in a tattoo parlor, is that still right? Still call it parlor? Or
tattoo shop. I say shop.
Okay. Yeah. Tattoo shop. But if you walk in there and somebody works there, then they automatically make the assumption you know what you're doing.
Yep.
Which I'm guessing is not the case all the time.
It's not even close to the case. Oof, yeah. And what's really bad about the internet is somebody will send you a picture of something And that's some guy in Italy or California that's amazing, you know, and they're like, I want this. And I'm like, well, did you not look at our portfolios? Because we don't do anything like that. Can't do that.
Right.
And they don't understand that. They think just because you tattoo, you should be able to do it all.
Mm. Mm. So that's also on the list are different styles and types, but I don't want to get there. I still want to work on your background and your story up until you end up.
So you took over the shop.
Of course, it was chaos. Turned out the guy lied to me. He didn't have that much clientele. Mm-hmm. So I hired another guy that didn't know what he was doing, and another guy that didn't know what he was doing. And so we had the biggest cluster you could ever see. And then we were all so hungry and wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
We learned it and turned into a good shop.
Trial by fire.
Yep.
That's the best way to work in business, I think.
Mm. Well, I got an old saying I like. You only get out of what you put in it. You put nothing in it, you get nothing out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was never an artist. I never drew a damn thing. Now I can draw because I wanted it.
But you had the dexterity already kind of in play for sure. I mean, have you done other artwork outside of tattoo beforehand?
I try to get into painting. Don't like it.
Yeah.
Boring.
Interesting. So that doesn't translate into painting somebody's skin then?
No, because I would never get paid for the painting.
True. Unless you're Hunter Biden.
Exactly.
When you're a celebrity, you can paint anything you want.
Yep.
And make millions of dollars. Mm. Our
and George Bush paints too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
What's Metallica's drummer?
Lars. His paintings kind of reflect his drumming ability.
Yeah.
But my CPA has kind of a theory on that artwork that it's all just, you know, giant tax write-offs, artists and celebrities jerking each other off, basically.
When I was in Louisville, there was a painter down the street, and he did everything for George Lucas. Everything was a Star Wars painting.
Okay.
And they were not that big. And this guy was getting $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 for these paintings.
God, money. I mean, there's some impressive art out there, for sure. But when you see the stuff like that they call abstract, it's just somebody in a rage was throwing splatters and shit on there, and it's like, well, this was painted by Lars. We're going to get sued now because...
Probably.
Lars, I'm sure Metallica listens to this podcast.
For sure, yeah. he's a crowd.
But when you're splattering shit, like, okay, that's an abstract over there, right? But I didn't pay $500 million for it because some famous person made it.
But what trips me out is, okay, we'll pay $60,000 for a painting, but people cry over a $100 tattoo.
That's, right.
You know, that painting can burn in a fire. It can get torn. It could get some liquid on it. Mm-hmm. We put it in the skin forever.
Yeah. Well, you can't sell yourself for a tax write-off, unfortunately. Although there are the professions, but, you know, they don't pay taxes anyway. Right, so right. Those professions are out there, but they don't worry about their end-of-year reports.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Back to your story.
So we were in Old Town Louisville for quite a while, and then old house came up for sale or for lease up the street right outside of the main drag. And I was told if I rented it for a couple of years, I could buy it. So we did.
Okay.
Ended up purchasing that building and stayed there until last year. And then once we moved to Decatur, once we moved to Sunset, we're going back and forth to Louisville every day. It got real old. The more I was in Decatur, the more tattoos I saw run around town. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of people here tattooed.
Okay, this is why I've been pressing you for your story. So, like, what in the hell captivates you enough to leave, you know, an urban area like Dallas-Fort Worth and go to a rural Bible Belt town like Decatur and think, son of a bitch, we've got people that can...
We think more alike.
Yeah.
I like the people that are here better. I'm so... not into the politics that runs around the Metroplex. Mm-hmm. And my industry has turned so woke.
Has it?
Oh, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. And I'm not into that. And I wanted to get out into the country and be, you know, at first I didn't think it would work in Decatur. At first I was like, yeah. But like I said, the more I was here, the more tattoos I saw.
Yeah.
Then I looked up, I saw there was one tattoo shop here.
Yep.
They didn't do what we do. Mm-hmm. They do a completely different style. So I'm thinking, all right, we got a chance. Maybe we can make this happen. So we started, we opened a shop. Over there by Carl Clements' office, right across from AA. We've been there almost 2 years.
Yeah, there's a massage parlor over there, too.
Yeah, right next door to IMCO.
And
so we got that, and it was just doing terrible. No business whatsoever.
Bad location.
Mm. And Louisville, strangely enough, had started plenishing down. It just, I got down to one tattooer and one piercer, and there was four shops that closed in Louisville last year. And I just made the decision because I owned the building. I had I put it on the market, got what I wanted for it.
Yeah.
So it made sense to shut it. We were never going anyway. I hated being there. So we gave it a shot. And then when I first opened the store in Decatur, I tried to get onto the square. Mm. They told me it was not zoned for it and that you would never get that changed.
Okay.
Wow.
Good luck.
Okay.
They basically said it in those words. Year and a half goes by. A friend of mine ended up purchasing a building there. And he's like, hey, I want to put you in here. And so we started doing the legwork, and that's how we got on the square.
You're now on the square where they told you you can't be. So as soon as they told you no, you're like, okay.
Well, I gave
challenge
up.
Challenge accepted.
Well, I kind of gave up because.
Did you?
Well, because she was telling me the process of a zoning change. And she's like, you're never going to get it for this reason, that reason.
What did they hold against? Like, how did they present that to you?
When you do a zone change that allows tattoo shops and you also allow other businesses that are not welcome.
So there is a very specific, I guess, terminology written in to zoning that's like...
Well, so we didn't end up getting to change it. We ended up doing a specific use permit.
Okay.
SUP. And the way that's written, if I sell or go out of business, it can't be a tattoo shop.
Okay.
They'll have to go through the full process that I went through.
Mm. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I wonder what else is included in the specific terminology that keeps people or shops... of ill repute, because that's what it sounds like. They don't want anything of ill repute on the square.
There's like porn shops.
Okay.
Head shops. Mm-hmm. They're going to allow smoke shops, the vape stores. That passed with us.
Hmm. Okay.
But I don't think a regular head shop could go in.
What's the difference between a head shop and a vape shop?
I think they concentrate 90% on vape.
Okay.
Versus
head is all paraphernalia for the herb.
Yep.
The Mary Jane.
Yep.
Not yet. That's not here yet.
Yet.
That
few words yet.
To go that far.
But you can go buy all the cool little utensils you need to smoke the stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you can't have it.
You can't have it. Don't smoke that. Yeah. All the cool ways to smoke tobacco.
Yes.
So you're on the square, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a huge boon.
It's been awesome.
How long have you been open on the square?
2 weeks.
How's business?
We've already done more. We did in 2 weeks than we do in any month we were at the other location.
Right.
That's
on.
Awesome.
Okay. So, that's incredible. So what was the big exodus from Louisville, not only from you, but four other shops? Is it political differences or?
Saturation.
Okay.
There's literally one. When I opened in Louisville in 2007, I was the third shop. There's 15 now.
Good Lord.
Wow.
I had four within 60 seconds.
So you just got crowded out.
There's too many options.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do I do that's that remarkable that the guy down the street don't do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just we're a dime a dozen. And that's why when I came here, very seldom do you get to be the first or second business in a town.
Right.
Especially that's thriving like this. And unfortunately, I would expect 3 to 5 more tattoo shops in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But not on the square, hopefully.
Hopefully
you're the OG on the square. Which we do have some breaking video here. Can you switch that to the monitor?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you would be on specifically the Trinity Street side of the square.
Loud.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it down, but it won't let me. Sorry, bro.
It's so cool in there.
Okay, so there's all the... what do you call that? That's basically what you can go look at and say I like.
Flash art?
Flash art,
yep.
Right on.
And this is all stuff that y'all have done?
No, it's stuff that I collect over the years from different artists.
Oh, okay.
If I go to a convention and stuff, I'll go buy some prints to, you know, support other guys.
I like the I like the private booths, though. So when Heath and I are getting, like, tattoos on the underside of our dicks, people can't come in and
they can't see it.
Can't spy on us.
Absolutely.
Place looks incredible.
Yeah, it looks
good.
Thank
you very much. Yeah, we're real happy with how it turned out.
Man, how long did that transformation take?
3 months.
That's some pretty fine work for 3 months.
We worked hard.
That's exhaustive looking there, man. It's just very detailed, which you would hope for somebody that's putting permanent ink on your body that the studio reflects the final product.
Well, when we were at the other location,
was that a porcupine?
It was.
I was like, what was that? They zoomed in on it. It's got to be important.
Yep, that is a porcupine. When we were at the other location, it was just wide open.
Yeah.
And I was actually across from all the other artists. So it got real uncomfortable. If you're a female or a male laying there,
yeah,
you've got their customers staring at you, you're staring at them. So we wanted to make sure that this way we had some privacy.
You do have some privacy for sure. Yeah. I guess getting older, I find that even like going to a hair salon, when I find a barber that I like I want my own little space. There was I'm not going to name the name, but the ones that you like, I went to, and you're just kind of out in them.
Yeah.
And I was the only white guy there, too.
You are so getting old. Was,
I'm definitely getting old.
Because I've been with you before in these pre-college businesses, and we've literally been sitting side by side while there's been a young lady performing her art. While all the other guys are also sitting right beside us while she's performing her art. So you are getting old if you're talking about, I feel weird getting a haircut without privacy walls.
I just like my own private space now, man. I don't know what it is. How old are you? 52? 53. Right on.
I'll be 54 in February.
You know, some minor case here. Who's the camera?
You.
You know, in case we get hopes.
Yeah,
prospects here for sponsorships.
Sponsorship for Minor Case.
I'm going to turn that fan down. That thing is atrociously annoying.
Super loud.
Good Lord.
What were we talking about? Sorry.
He just asked me how old I was.
Oh, that's right. That's not nice. I don't think you're supposed to ask that, are you? How old? Or is that just the ladies?
I think that's the ladies.
The females. Yeah, so you got up on the square 2 weeks ago. It's been going great.
Yeah, our first Saturday, which was last Saturday, actually on Friday we left early, and because we're used to not working late, because we're so used to the other store, it was like 11 to 6, so we left at like 6 o'clock. I get a phone call from my buddy, and he's like, where you at? And I said, oh, I'm over at Rooster's having a drink. Mm-hmm. He goes, man, you got people sitting out here ready to get tattooed. So I went out there and talked to them. Luckily, there were some groomer customers. And so they came the next day. But that Saturday, we ended up doing 14 walk-ins.
Oh, my God.
And for our first Saturday on the square, we're just like, oh, man.
This is incredible.
This is what we've been looking for.
It's a great turnout. So as a customary, I guess, with tattoos, you need to – people usually call in for an appointment.
Sometimes.
Okay.
What I think we're catching now is people going in between the county seat and Roosters, Trinity.
Okay.
They're walking by and they're like, oh, wow, tattoo shop.
Tattoo shop.
Because as you saw in a video, my windows are not done yet. So in 3 weeks, they'll be all painted and it'll say Decatur Tattoo. And
okay.
It'll have all kinds of cool fonts on there.
Will you still be able to like look in, do some window shopping, and see what's going on inside? Okay. Yeah, I think that's important. Have you had any protesters yet?
Not to me personally, but there's been quite a few, yeah.
There's been some rumblings. Yeah. It's funny. I mean, you're paying your dues, like you're paying taxes, and so.
Well, you know,
it's better than a vacancy. Like, what are people complaining about?
Well, until you get to know somebody, you think, oh, tattoo shop. Oh my gosh, that could be a biker bar, or a biker tattoo. You know, it could be something terrible, and you know, we're not. So
That's so. I'm surprised to hear, because when I'd go into a tattoo shop, you think these are mostly free thinkers, kind of. Beat to their own drum, whatever. So I'm really surprised to hear that some of them ended up toeing the line and going woke.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
The younger generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are all the youngsters.
That's the form of rebellion now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, toe the line, pay attention to big corporate, and be a government sheep, right?
Which used to, tattoos was a form.
It was a form of rebellion. Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Oh, I had a girl that worked for me. She had fuck Trump all over her Jeep. And I'm like, look. You got to turn that Jeep around because, you know, you can do what you want to do. I can't tell you what you can and can't believe
sure,
in.
Right.
But I have friends and customers, and we don't want to see that.
Right.
So what if I came in and said I want a tattoo that says fuck Trump?
I'd do it, and I'm going to charge you out your ass for it.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I might push down a little harder, too. I don't know.
Right? I don't remember this being this painful. I'm not going to do that, though. Just a hypothetical. Like, we've got to broach all points here, right?
Well, and I've learned – through the years, I'm not a therapist, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in and put brown pride on you, if you want to come in and put a swastika on you, it's not my, if I don't do it, the guy down the street is.
Not your judgment
call. I'm a service, you know, it's, yeah. I mean, I may not agree with it, but that's not my.
So you're not one of those tattoos artists that if I came in and said, I want this, you're not going to go, I ain't going to do that.
Right.
Okay.
The only time I'm going to say that is if it's not a good idea because it's going to bleed together. Like right now, this fine line craze is gone nuts. All these little girls and everybody wants these really fine line stuff. Well, ink spreads over time. And I show them on my body all the time. See this perfect loop?
Yeah.
Now it's closed. That's what's going to happen to you. You're 18 years old. I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Right.
In 10 years, you're going to go, oh, man, this guy sucked over on the square. Look what he did to me. Mm-hmm. Even though I warned you on it, but you didn't care and you still did it. That's what that's what happens.
Huh. Okay.
I'm sure there's like discretionary things though that you would turn people down. Like you can't walk in and say, "I want a tattoo that says I want to rape children."
I'd fucking kick your ass.
There you go. No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So there is a line.
Yeah. I'd drag you out by your fucking hair.
And then call the whiskey bros. I'd be like, "Hey, I'm taking this guy out the back alley. Can you do something with him?"
Yeah. We don't play that.
Yeah. Right on, man. Okay. So into the dirt with the tattoo culture and the stigma and everything around that. Obviously, we talked about that a little bit beforehand, but like the stigma seems to be going away. It's very, very popularized now. Like you don't see people with tattoos that go ooh anymore. But is there a line? Do you think there's a line where there's too much?
I don't think so anymore.
Okay.
I really thought when, especially with the grooming business, my wife's heavily tattooed like me.
Yeah.
So here we are doing, you know, the public and we've got zero, you know, no reactions or anything. It's been pretty cool.
So I see you have it up here to your neck, to your jawline. But what about like face tattoos? When they start conflicting with like identity.
I'm not for it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, again, to each their own. I'll never do my face.
Yeah. So you have, I don't think I'd ever have a tattoo on my face, but you have like Tyson who had that tribal thing done a long time ago. And people, you know, there was talk about that. Now it just looks like Mike Tyson.
Oh, geez. There's way worse than Mike Tyson. Oh,
Jelly Roll has popularized the facial tattoos. And then
Post Malone.
Yeah.
All of
them. Well, I've been in this 20 years and every single person I've known that did their face regrets it. You can't take it back.
Yep.
And I mean, it's not worth it.
So the part that creeps me out that I would personally say you went way too fucking far is like the eyeballs where they tattoo and put in ink in the whites of your eyes. And that to me is some crazy shit.
Yeah, I mean, you trying to go blind? I mean,
I'm guessing you don't offer that service in your tattoo shop.
No. Those are injections, by the way.
Okay, so
they're not used with a tattoo machine.
Oh, that's bizarre shit.
Yeah.
Like that stuff's going to bleed into your retina and into your pupils. And
it's not worth it, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like doing your palms. I've done quite a few of them, but you risk nerve damage.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, and so I'm not doing that.
Because everything's... The nerves are closer to the surface of the skin on your palms, I guess.
And it's so hard to get those in. We have to pound it. Like, it is not a friendly tattoo. Like, if you're scared to push down, you can't do palms. It'll fall right out.
Wow. So when you say nerve damage on your palms, what you just end up with like a tingling sensation the rest of your life?
Numbness.
Didn't know that.
And it's probably the most painful spot to get tattooed.
Palms. I can imagine that. Okay, other than your palms, where is the next painful?
For me, this right here.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I didn't want to look down. I thought it was coming out the bottom of my hand.
Oh.
Dang. I heard up under here was
sensitive.
It's not too bad.
No, yeah. I would think shins, knees, ribs.
I watched a buddy get a tattoo on his rib, and he seemed to not enjoy it as much as any other places.
I mean, I've got a big rib piece, and I could never get comfortable.
Yeah. Genitalia?
No, not for me.
Yeah.
I've never done one. Done some females. You know,
they don't seem like it feel good either.
That is not. Those are feel good spots for other reasons. Ooh. Not for getting little tiny needles embedded into the skin.
I've never had anybody ask for a dick, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just not for me.
I don't blame you.
I wouldn't go to a dude anyway and be like, "Hey, bro, I want a dick tattoo. Let me stretch this thing out while you put it all on there." You ever heard the joke about the black dude with, they were comparing dicks to the toilet, and one guy looked down and he's like, "My initials were like HI on his little dick," and the other one was he looked over and the dude had like WD on his dick. He's like, "Oh, is that your name?" He's like, "No, bro. It's welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day." All spelled out. You just can't see it right now.
That's funny. We do lips a lot. You know, people do inside the lips. I've never done the eyelids. I'm scared of that because you can go through there.
A little too close. Ooh. Yeah, pretty thin up there. Yeah. Inside the lip. Yeah, that sounds painful.
It's really not that bad. I don't have it, but I've done a bunch of them.
Okay. Same process?
Same process?
Skin on the outside?
I have to grab it and curl that thing down and not get, be friendly. You
get the fishing pliers and
you want to feel it hitting your finger.
Yeah.
From the through the lip.
Dang.
I saw that you had some taxidermy in your studio. Is that?
It's all bought.
Oh, damn it. No cool hunt stories.
I wish. No. My buddy Brendan, who owns the county seat, he had a bunch. He was trying to move. And I was like, man, that'd be great decor. So
yeah, it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old Ahmed back up here on the wall. I took him, but it was kind of a canned hunt. I shot this stupid thing. I made up some big story. This was over 10 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I tracked this thing for 2 days. No, we were sitting on a porch drinking a lot of whiskey, and the owner of the property like threw some hay out. And here comes Ahmed wandering down the hill, and I was like, oh, I like that one. Pow! I'm done. So, yeah.
Well, I tell everybody that asks about the porcupine, I'm like, oh, I killed that when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, started attacking my dogs. Go through a fun little story.
My sales director says, don't ever let the truth get in the way of a good story.
That's right. No, I just thought it added to the place. I mean, it looks, you know.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, it works with that good vibe for sure.
Absolutely.
Types of tattoos. So my wife was telling me about it. She was fascinated. She doesn't have anything tattoo-wise except for on her feet, and they're starting to rub off, so I need to send her to you.
Okay.
She had some Asian symbols put on. I think it was supposed to mean wisdom or something. And then some Asian person that was giving her a pedicure was like, that just means things.
Yeah, because I thought
did the Google image thing.
Google image thing. And I think it's kind of like Mexican words, you know, can mean more. One word can mean 14 different things.
Especially the cuss words, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think it's something like that.
But. We used to do those kanjis all the time, but I haven't done one in 10 years, I bet.
They were kind of a trendy thing for a little while. Oh, what's trendy right now? We're going to talk about trends.
Oh. Realism. I don't like that stuff, but it's popular.
I have that on your photo. Photo realism.
Yeah.
Okay. That seems difficult.
Well, it's difficult, but tattoos don't stay the same over time.
Sure. Yeah.
So when grandma's face is done with these little bitty eyes like this, and they're perfect now.
Yeah.
In 10 years, 15 years, it's going to look like she had a stroke or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not for me.
Not for you.
There are guys that do it that are amazing, and it looks amazing.
What would you call your style that you like doing?
Traditional.
Traditional. Yeah. Okay, so she had put neo-traditional on here. Is that?
Yeah, it's just a color thing, I think, more or less.
Okay.
Old school traditional would be like your basics, you know, red, brown, yellow, blue, green, black.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you start getting into purples and the pinks and the mauves and the, you know, turquoise and all that stuff, oranges, it kind of goes more neo.
So I like color a lot. So what I can see on you so far, would you say that's traditional or neo-traditional?
These are traditional.
Okay.
These would be for sure. This would be all traditional.
Gotcha.
But up here's all Japanese.
Okay.
For some reason, when I was in the 90s, I thought that's what I wanted.
That's what you wanted. Do you have a koi fish?
I do.
You do? Okay. Those are pretty badass. When they first get done, it's like they pop.
Yeah, they look cool.
They do look really, really cool.
I've done a bunch of them.
Have you got a tattoo of the old Japanese style with the old stick and hammer thing?
No, I've never have. I've seen it done a bunch.
I kind of want to do it just because.
It's not painful.
It's
you're talking about the... I thought you were talking about the communist flag. No, so they use a, what, bamboo or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. I've seen it, but it's not near... Because it's not hitting you like a machine does. A machine hits you 150 times a second.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're getting it. That thing's just, you know...
Is that really the speed of that... Those needles? Is that, what do you call it, a head... And then
it's a needle.
Okay.
So it's on this
150 times a second.
Yep.
Good God.
And so what happens is when the needles hit your skin, it's causing the force. Because when we dip it in, we hit the thing and it sucks it up.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the needles hit something, it drops it from force, you know. And then that way, and that, you know, ink starts off as a powder, then it's liquefied. And then that's how we get it into your skin liquid.
So when you're putting it on the tip or on the needle tip, it's powder at that point?
No, it's powder. It's when it's made, it's powder.
Okay.
And then
liquefied. Correct. Okay. I was going to say that. It's been a while since I've had a tattoo, but I'm like, I thought he was dipping it in liquid.
Yes.
It is liquid at that point.
Now you can buy it already mixed.
Okay.
They're already, you know.
Where did all the hubbub come from back in the days of, getting STDs and stuff through unsanitized needles?
Well, if you get tattooed out of a hotel at someone's house on their kitchen table or on prison. The couch, prison.
Yeah, maybe use the same needle over 14 different people, I guess.
It's super sad that people will actually trust somebody in a hotel to give them a tattoo.
That stigma came from mostly, well, yeah, there were unfortunate people that probably ended up getting it, but it was mostly fear-mongering from the anti-tattoo crowd, I'm guessing.
Sure,
because if you go to a tattoo shop, you have very strict standards you have to adhere to. I'm guessing, is that something regulated by state, federal? Or?
State, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So as tattoo artist or whatever you call yourself, is that sort of like a massage therapist or anything that you should go to school for that? I mean, because there's not college?
No, unfortunately, there is zero regulations or anything like that. I mean, they have their own guidelines, but you don't go take a class. When I first opened up, like I said, I would never done it before, so I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So we opened a shop up. I paid for the license through the state, and I sit there for, I don't know, 6-7 months, and I'm like, when are these guys coming? So I call the state health department. I'm like, when are you guys coming to check us out? And he's like, for what? And I was like, well, we opened a new shop, and we got licenses. And he goes, okay. And I was like, well,
congratulations. Go do your business.
Yeah, he goes, we only come unless it's a complaint.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So they don't even do pre-inspections. You could not know what the fuck you're doing. And
so you don't have some assholes like TABC that are just kind of walking in your store, checking out sterility or anything like that. There's not some.
After COVID, they started doing once a year, they'll come through, and then they'll check your spore test results and, you know, check your dates on your stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
Okay. So what's a spore test?
So we use an autoclave to clean our stuff.
Yep.
And so you have to put a spore test in there once a month and then send it off.
To make sure the thing you're sterilizing tools with is not full of bacteria.
Exactly.
Okay. I think we kind of talked about what you specialize or what you prefer.
I want to go on a rabbit hole just for a second.
Okay.
Because you said about the gun, what'd you say,
150 times a second.
Second. So is that top-of-the-line gun? So let's talk about that. So how has that changed over your years? Did you start off with like a 450 times a second gun, or is it pretty steady?
They're pretty steady. If you go any faster than that, you're going to tear some stuff up.
And
the only time you really slow it down is when you're doing shading. That's when line work is at 150. When we're lining, it's a little different because our shading. When we do lining, we're trying to get that hard, crisp line. Mm-hmm. Shading, we're kind of shoveling it in there because we want to get that soft edge where it looks like it's feathered out.
And it's just one needle?
No. The smallest I use is a 3. Mm-hmm. The largest I use is 11.
Wow. 11 needles?
Yep.
Oh, dang.
11 rounds.
I guess that's for bigger.
Yep, big traditional stuff.
Yep.
And then my mags, which is what you shade with, I do a 7, 9, 11 and a 13.
Are they all aligned in a row? Or are they circular? Yep. Or?
No, they're round. They're all in a row.
Okay.
So like a 7 would be 4 on the bottom, 3 on top. Hmm. And then, you know, 9 would be 5 and 4.
Okay. It'd be cool to come in and just like see some of these needles.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could YouTube some of it, but.
And that's the science of it is how do you set that machine up correctly?
Yeah.
Right. How far do you let your needles hang out? How fast you run the machine.
So there's some custom tuning that you have to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you testing on an orange or?
No. But by now it's by sound.
Right. Okay.
I can hear right away whether it needs to be turned up or turned down.
Okay. But that's after 20-something years of experience.
Yep. And then you can tell as soon as you start doing a line, whether it's in there solid or it's reiki. Mm-hmm. If it's reiki, then maybe you didn't stretch hard enough. So you stretch one more time, do it. If it's not there, then turn it up.
Hmm.
Because different parts of the body tattoo different.
Right.
You know, and I was doing those ribs yesterday, up here was not running as hard as it is here because this is squishy and stretchy.
More fatty?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty rigid down here.
Yeah, all real.
Yeah, like a desk almost.
So is that because you say it different folks for different strokes basically, so... I'm guessing.
I think you got that backwards. Yeah. But we know what you're saying.
So is that a thing though? Each person's skin is probably a wee bit different, or is it pretty much? Okay,
I mean, you tattoo someone in their 60s and 70s, you
can be harder. I'm guessing.
Well, blow it out. They're so thin.
Oh yeah,
you know. But if you're hydrated, you know, young 20s, and their skin's perfect.
If you're drinking a lot that evening and you show up.
Yep, you're going to bleed a lot, probably.
Well, let's get a little racist here and ask, like, how does it work? Because we're all white skin and colors show up. So how does it work when you're tattooing somebody with black skin or very dark skin?
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's real hard when they ask you why they can't get purple.
Yeah. Let me show you a picture.
They come in with this, and you're like, I mean, I wish I could do. I mean, there's a lot of light-skinned people that can get that. Yeah.
Right.
But for the dark ones, it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you can't see the stencil.
Wow.
You know?
The photorealistic stuff just blows me away. Obviously, yes, it's going to degrade and look pretty crappy over the years, but... Yeah.
When it's first done, it's pretty sweet.
It is pretty amazing. But now the like I've noticed with the generation now, I guess it's the Z's, they have, I don't know what you would call it, but it's just like a bunch of random graffiti. There's and it's just small symbols or small letters or something, but it's just placed randomly.
Polka, I think, is
that what they call it?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. You know, kind of like Polka. Post Malone. He just didn't, there's just randomness on his face. It doesn't, there's no big canvas or big images or anything like that.
Google Island Boys.
Island Boys? Oh,
you've boy. Seen these cats?
Oh, yeah.
I think I know them.
Well, I think what that is when you see like Post Malone and stuff, that's all about the moment.
Yeah.
Like where he's at, you know, and those guys probably have personal tattooers that travel with them.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, that are in a bus or something. That
okay.
Up to, yeah, I mean, these dudes got so much, yeah. And that's them young. They got more than that now, but
okay, yeah. See these tattoos,
it's just like, random, yeah. Which I mean, I'm sure they know and it means stuff to them, but
when they're 50, well, they gonna, you know they're gonna right. be, they're probably get rich from this, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, no, they are. But I heard that those were Epstein Island boys too.
Oh, like they were. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, right there. Look, I think that's where the island come from.
Oh God, no! What a revelation to have on this show.
No. Breaking news!
Breaking news!
No,
not 100% Whiskey Bros fact check.
Yeah, but see, this is what I was talking about. So I mean, it's just random. Just
yeah.
But then again, I'm sure
they're way more covered there.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is newer because they've shaved off from whatever that hairstyle is up top there.
See, and I think you know, not to talk crap on them, but some people like to look like a clown. And
man.
I think this just gets them more attention.
100%. 100%.
Definitely.
Because there's someone, you know, there's someone for some everybody.
Something for everybody. Yeah.
And I've done lots of faces. I mean, like I said, I don't want to get it, but hey, if you want it, I'll
hey,
do it.
Yeah,
you
right. do it. Yeah. Take that money for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen some of these tattoos now, and it's online, so I mean, I guess it could be just fake. But they either do it to where they crease their leg, and then as they open their leg, it looks like a mechanical device. I mean, it's pretty sweet looking.
That takes some thought and engineering.
Absolutely.
But then I also seen another one. A dude got it on his finger, and it was a pickle. And when he opened it, the pickle cracked. I was like, nah, I kind of like that one.
I saw one where this guy did a hula hoop dancer right there, and he would do this, and she would dance perfect.
So, yeah, like if you were to do something like that, would somebody have to, like you were talking about the folding over and it turns into a mechanized thing, would they have to bring you like a CAD animation or something? Because how the hell would I explain that to you? Like, look, man, I want a bulldozer, and when my leg folds over just right, I want it to look like it's pushing dirt or some shit. Like,
that's when you search people that do those type of things.
That's not going to happen in your shop.
Right.
Okay.
You know, because, and you should research and try to find. Because people come in all the time asking for realism, and it's like, you obviously didn't look at our portfolios.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I think people think because you're a tattooer, you can do everything.
Yeah, that's not the case.
No.
Okay.
So what do you think the odds or when as we move in the world of technology to where you've seen this on TV or movies before, to where you stick your arm into a device and then you pull it out and you got a full sleeve. It's all computer.
Well, I think we'd be naive to think it can't happen or won't happen at some point.
Right.
I just think it's going
to I guess we're far as you know, in tattoo world, there's nothing out there that's even close to that, like, I mean, a 3D printer tattoo machine or something.
Yeah, there's something out there, but it does really small stuff. Yeah. And of course, AI is going to learn. It's going to keep getting better as AI gets better, but I don't think it could ever do what we do.
Right.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Because for one, they've got to figure out how to stretch the skin.
Hmm.
You can't just put it in without stretching it.
And they'd have to figure out a way to make it affordable and the ability, like, what's the cost of that machine? You know, that would require, if you stuck your whole arm in and you came out with a full sleeve, then there's what, 500 million little needles in there with, you know, individual dabs of paint. I don't know how a mechanism like that would, but it would have to be cost effective on the manufacturer's end for sure.
If you would have told our grandpas that in 2020, what was it, one, two-ish, when the Tesla come out?
The Tesla?
Like the car.
Oh, like all the way back to 2011.
Okay. If you would have told our grandpas, or maybe their grandpas, hey, we're going to have a car that'll drive itself.
Mm.
They probably would have said the same
thing. That's science fiction.
The new thing is, like you saw Dak do for the Cowboys and a bunch of all these other celebrities, they're going over somewhere and getting put to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll have six tattooers, yeah. Knock out a full back piece in one session.
Yep.
Wow. Well, they've got what we like to call fuck you money. Yeah,
or anesthesia money.
Yeah. I'm going to cart my personal anesthesiologist in with me. We do know one, actually, Eric Rieger. Yeah, yeah. We can bring him around and just...
So let me ask you,
I'm
guessing pain medicine is also prescribed afterwards?
For those guys?
Well, for me, like my little back tattoo, it didn't hurt too bad in this, you know, like when it got on the spine a little bit. But afterwards, not really. But I would think if you did an entire, do a back, let's just say you do a full back piece, how long is that taking you usually?
40 to 60 hours.
But nobody's sitting in the chair 40 to 60 hours.
They're doing an hour at a time, two hours at a time.
Yes. So if...
At least with me, there's guys that can do 6 and 8 hours. I'm not that guy.
Jeez. Right. So what's the pain coming with a full back piece all at once?
I can't imagine.
You need a water.
I got one. Of course, when you wake up.
It's going to feel like a sunburn.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Damn, how long has it been since you've had one? When did you get that one?
Before my oldest one was born.
It was before I met you, too, because I don't... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you had it before I met you.
I was probably 18.
Yeah, we got to go get some tattoos.
Probably 19.
We gotta go get some tattoos.
Yeah,
I want to see what.
Yeah, I probably just need to let you look at this thing and see if we can't fix it because this was an 18. I like that one. It kind of looks like a spider. Flip it upside down to make it look like it. And yeah, I couldn't tell you anything about it. What it is? I mean, it's one of those 18.
Oh yeah,
I was in cover ups.
I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and may not have been drinking, and we were just like, let's do it.
The last one I got was at Psycho Clown.
I've heard of it.
You heard of that shop? I don't know if they're still there or not, but that was like, that was kind of the who's who of the Fort Worth. That side of Fort Worth is where you went for a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. What a name.
Yeah. I know,
right? It stood out for sure.
Yeah.
I remember when we first walked in, this chick was just spread open getting her labia pierced. And it was like, okay, yeah. I guess they know what they're doing here. Yeah. Let's get a tattoo.
If he can do that, surely he can do my back.
Yeah, right. Wasn't the same person, unfortunately. He was busy with her. I was like, what's some crazy shit that you've seen in tattoo shops? There's got to be some pretty wild stories.
Oh, man. Yeah. One that sticks out is in Louisville. This couple came in one time, and guy and a girl, and they were singing Christian songs as loud as they could.
In the shop.
While they're getting tattoos or just?
Just walking around.
Oh, okay.
And at some point we were like, hey, guys, you could tell they were spun out. I mean, they were going 200 million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And she had a prosthetic arm. And so she threw it up on the table and then they started arguing. And before we know it, he slaps the shit out of her. Runs outside because there's a stoplight right in front of our shop. No, she runs outside and hops on the back of a motorcycle that's sitting there and takes off. And this guy's chasing them down the road.
Not her motorcycle,
no,
I'm guessing.
No.
She left her arm on the counter?
No. I mean, it was one of the ones, but that's just she.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They're still attached to her, but like here, you guys have this.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There was a homeless community around there. So we got quit some characters.
Is this in Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old town Louisville.
I wonder whatever happened to that couple. Maybe they made it. Yep. Maybe they got kids and they're going to church. You never know.
Speaking of couples, is wedding ring tattoos still
pretty popular?
Still
pretty okay.
Popular.
That shit's got to hurt, right?
It does.
You've got some.
Yeah.
That's like on your fingers. Right on the bone, basically.
The cool thing is it's so quick.
Yeah.
As soon as you're like, ow, oh, they're done. Ow, because it's just, you know, bam, bam.
I'm kind of super. I'm like. having people's names or initials or anything. I'm a little superstitious with that, but do you have any?
I'd do my kids.
But do you,
I would do my kids is what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I mean,
it's always your kids, bro. It's never going to be your kids. Like your wife may die tomorrow and then you may find another woman.
I understand
that. Your
kids
will always be there, though.
Your kids are also not invulnerable. See what I'm saying? That's how superstitious I am.
What the hell?
Like when you mark something permanent, the universe has a way of being like, snuff that out.
Well, even if they go away, they still are your kids.
It's true. That's true. I don't want to have to live with like, I marked my daughter's name on me and now she's gone. Yeah.
What about tattoos? I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been a mom and a daughter. But like the mom's, and it was like a saying, but the saying started on the mom and then it finished on the daughter where like they'd have to.
Yeah.
I think it might have even been on their arm where like when they put their arm together, it's stated a.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I kind of got a funny best friend tattoo story.
Yep. Oh, let's hear that.
Inspiration for us.
That's what we're talking about.
So a buddy of mine shows up with his girlfriend and another friend. Mm-hmm. And they're all hanging out and they're talking, blah, blah, blah. So they leave. A couple weeks later, my friend shows up with the other girl, not the one he was his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And they're all talking and hanging out and they blah, 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 and they leave. But they were bragging about fucking each other. So then the two girls show up another time to get best friend tattoos.
Wait. The two girls that he's commingling with.
Yes.
Okay.
And obviously his girlfriend, who he lived with, did not know about this.
Oh, man.
So now we're up to three?
Well, no. It was him and his live-in girlfriend and their friend.
And, all right.
And then he started banging the friend. But then the two girls show up to get best friend tattoos. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do your friend first, the one that he was banging he shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So I tattoo her first. And then I said, hey, I just want you to know she was in here 2 days ago with your boyfriend and they're fucking. So I'm gonna go ahead and leave the room and then you can decide if you want to get a best friend tattoo or not. And I got up and walked out.
Ratted them out.
Well, I knew her. She was a good friend.
Yeah.
And she didn't deserve that shit.
Okay.
And so so they started crying, had a little argument, they left, she did not get the tattoo. So the other girl was stuck with
the tattoo. What was the tattoo?
It was like a sister, like a little
something
behind the ear that meant best friends.
Right.
So she knew, like the side piece knew that the other ones were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
And going on ahead with it.
Oh, yeah.
So yet that's why you marked her.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Take that, biatch.
Yep.
Are you still best friends with that dude?
We're good friends.
Okay, good deal.
Well, maybe
get a best friend tattoo with him.
No,
maybe I can get the whiskey on me, and you can get the bros.
The
on
bros,
you.
Yeah. How are we gonna do that? We're gonna stand like shoulder to shoulder.
No, just get the whiskey bros with the banner. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Get the same thing.
And then we just fall apart.
Yeah.
We'll never do anything whiskey bro related again.
The moment we get that tattooed on us, all this shit.
That's why I'm superstitious. That's exactly why I'm superstitious.
Well, you mentioned my riding. This is my first dog I had, Lily.
Okay.
She was a blue heeler.
Ah, dude, you're pulling my heartstrings. I love blue heelers.
I've got three now.
Oh, I love blue heelers so much, dude.
We have six dogs, but three of them are blue heelers.
Okay. I'm like on, I don't know what you call it, but I'm a psychopath. On one end of the spectrum, I love blue heelers. On the other end of the spectrum, pugs.
Oh, wow.
Pugs are the shit, dude. I had a pug. He thought he was a cow dog. And one good kick is all that it took. And he was like, no.
I'm done with that.
Well, we've always had big dogs. And we finally got a dapple wiener dog.
Okay.
Dotson, and she is awesome. So cool.
Yeah, three blue heelers. Yeah, the pugs are really loyal, fiercely loyal, though. I had him, I had a friend that was just, bantering with me, hitting me, and my pug came flying out of the back seat, like, stood in between my friend and I was like, no, sir.
Oh, if I even hug my wife, our pit bull and the blue heeler male, they both just...
Interesting. They're protecting her? Of her? Yeah. Interesting. Awesome. Blue heelers are badass, man. So I'm guessing by proxy you're a fan of Bluey. Then you have kids?
Oh, we don't.
You don't have kids?
No.
Bluey's still pretty cool though. It's a kids show from Australia that is an Australian cattle dog is what they call them. But this is Texas, so they're goddamn blue heeler, man.
That's right.
But it's a kids show. You've never seen Bluey either?
No, my kids are older.
It don't matter, man. Bluey's the shit, okay?
No. It's coming.
Everybody at this table.
You can tell you're a two-year-old dad.
No, Bluey's the shit. Everybody watches Looney Tunes, right?
No.
No?
We don't watch cartoons at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have to leave this table. Yeah.
I never even got into the adult ones. I mean, South Park was funny.
South Park's great.
Yeah, yeah. I did some.
Not Family Guy.
Family Guy was pretty.
Yeah,
good.
Family Guy's where it was at for me.
Rick and Morty.
No, nope. See that one. Never seen
Rick and Morty's greatness. The Ghost Bro, who should be here tonight, but he's not because he's a bitch. He's
cooking.
He's a big Rick and Morty fan. I think he's probably binge watched all the seasons back to back for
multiple,
I don't know,
times.
5-6 times at this point. Good cartoons, though. Have you given any Rick and Morty tattoos?
I don't believe so.
Really? You have to get Pickle Rick.
So, speaking of back on the tattoos, I just thought of something. So, everybody, and I think I'm still the same way, 18, is there an age limit? Is
18,
there?
Yep.
Unless your parents say okay? Or?
Nope. The only time we can tattoo a minor is if they have gang-related or profanity that the parent's saying, I want this off their body.
Off of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Then we have to take pictures of it, send it to the health department, get approval, get it all documented. That way it's done correctly. Because it's a $50,000 fine if you tattoo a minor.
Okay. So I was going to say, because I've seen high school.
God almighty.
I've seen high school boys with tattoos.
They got fake IDs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It happened to me in Louisville.
Or shady.
Or a shady tattooer, yeah.
You need water.
We were in Louisville, and a couple doors down, this lady had a cake place. And she's like, hey, my son wants a tattoo. And he was 16 or 17. I was like, oh, we can't do it. And she's like, well, you tattoo his friends all the time. And I'm like, no, we don't. She goes, yeah, you do.
Mm.
And so we've got to investigate it. They all had fake IDs.
What happened to you?
Well, nothing, because we don't have a way of checking the IDs.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a machine.
You just look at them.
Yeah, we look at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got one, you're probably going to get away with it.
Okay. So, 18 no matter what. Okay.
Yep.
Well, we market this show to a demographics 21 and above.
Yeah.
Because we're alcohol related. Anytime we advertise, I have to move that slider up to 21 and up.
So we say poop.
We do say a lot of four letter naughty words here. Inspirations, man. I think you touched on them a little bit at the very beginning, but let's go down that trail with inspirations. And you're like, this is my scene.
I mean, like Decatur?
Tattoos. That life.
It's so fun. I mean, I look up to certain guys that tattoo, and you always want to be like them.
Yeah.
The bad thing is they say never get tattooed by your hero because you'll hate them.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me almost every time.
Just a bad experience overall.
They're cocksuckers.
Bad work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bad personalities. Correct. Yeah, they say you don't ever want to meet your heroes in general.
No,
so same with tattoos.
Absolutely. You ask them a question, they just treat you like shit.
Damn.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't hang out with tattooers personally.
Okay.
I just can't. I'm not into that kind of crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if you tattoo better than me, you can't treat me like shit. And
yeah.
That's what they do. They're, you know, these little art dorks that all of a sudden draw better and make a lot of money, and now they're
assholes.
Now they're
famous, yeah. Who can you say who it was?
I'd rather not.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We won't.
I'll have to see him again, and I may have to knock him out.
We won't put him on the sacrificial cross then.
Yeah, right.
But that sucks, man. It sucks you had a bad experience. But would you have called that person an inspiration?
Through their artwork, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you see that there's so many guys I follow on Instagram. I'm just like, God, I wish my tattoo looked like that, you know. But you just keep trying, you know. I learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard. It's a very difficult job because right when you think you've got it and you do something and all of a sudden it bites you. You're like, you know, because every part of the skin is different.
Give me your sales pitch. Like if I've never had a tattoo in my life and I walk in and I'm like, all right, I've got $500 here. I don't even know what is a 6-inch, what's an average tattoo price now?
Well, the way Pinterest has taken over, I'd say $100.
Really?
That's
just little scribbles?
Yeah, little scribbles. But if you're getting something custom, I'd say anywhere from $250 to $600.
Okay, so I'm some dude walking in off the street. Like, I'm channeling Doc here, can you tell? Mm. I thought I would feel smarter sitting in his seat, but
no.
I don't. I just feel like my dumbass self.
You look worse, too, because you got a big mic in front of you now, too.
I got this big black thing right in front of my mouth. Can't help it. But I'm walking in off the street. I don't have a tattoo yet. I have $500. Convince me to get a tattoo.
You don't know what you want. You don't have any clue. What do you do?
Well, we start talking about your history. What's your grandfather do? Was he in the military? What does your dad do? Was he in the military? You know, you're a Christian, so you want to do a cross. You want to, you know, do something with your kids. You want to do something for your wife.
Mm.
You know, That's the problem. That's one of the hardest things when someone comes in and they're like, I don't know what I want. Just draw me something. Well, that never works.
That, right. Yeah. There's because, what the hell do you go on? Like, here's a fucking gargoyle.
Well, right. Because I'm traditional. I'm like, here's an eagle.
Yeah.
Here's a panther.
Yeah.
Here's a snake. Well, I don't like that. Well, then you got to give me something.
Right.
You know, that's why we always ask when they call, hey, how much for a sleeve?
What do you want?
I got to say, okay, what do you want? Where's it going?
Yeah.
You know, black and gray color, you know, realism, traditional.
Okay, so on that, so like if I come in and I say I want from say here to here, half sleeve, I guess is what those are called.
Sure.
If I say I want that, so do I just give you random things that what I want in it?
Yep. I'm going to ask you for all your reference pictures that you like.
Mm. Okay.
But I'm going to say limit that to like 6. Because if you give me 35, I'm confused.
Yeah, it's like...
Because you can't give me 35 of the same thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to go from this way to all of a sudden way over here, and I'm like, shit, now I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And because we're traditional, it's going to be more of a piecework. So I'm going to say, all right, let's start on your elbow, then we'll work our way off. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we start up here, sometimes you leave a funny spot on the elbow. It doesn't always cover correctly.
So come in, come in with some depth. And a little bit of forethought about what you might want.
Yes.
Don't just walk in and say,
Well, you can because that's what your portfolio and
Flash. You can go pick something off the wall.
Absolutely.
That's there. But, yeah, we're talking personal here for sure.
And, I mean, you know, we all draw pretty good. So if you came in and say, hey, my grandfather was a fisherman and I want a cool bait or a lure, you know, or show me a picture of what lure you liked. Bam. Okay. Then we'll draw our own version of it.
Yeah.
You know, we can do it like that.
So stuff like this, if we did, let's
can you put a QR code on us? On his forehead.
Yeah, have y'all done a QR code yet?
I probably wouldn't recommend it because, again, it's all going to bleed together. Yeah. It's going to look like a blob.
It's not going to work on the phone,
it's
probably.
It's not going
to
scan.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Because I have one on a shirt, and it works, but I didn't know if that. No, I'm talking about if we wanted that the logo. So how do we do? We just bring you a picture of it, and y'all draw that, or do we?
No, you just give me a line drawing of it, and then we'd make a stencil of it and tattoo it just like it is.
Oh, okay.
You just basically mimic it.
I need to come get the family brand done.
The turtle.
Yeah.
On your bright butt cheek.
Yeah, there you go. Look like I've been branded. This.
We do lots of brands.
Okay. Get my dad's already dead and gone, so if I got his initials, I won't be jinxing him.
Yeah,
so
right. It won't
be. We did ours for KB for Corey and Brittany.
Okay, I like that. That was cool. Let's talk about dangers, health risks, stuff like that. Because I've read. I mean, you're going to be faced with these questions, I'm sure. Like, should I do this? Is it bad for me or anything like that? I have read about lymph nodes and like ink. Can potentially bleed into lymph nodes. Is that true?
I have never heard that in my life.
Yeah.
Not once.
Okay.
Then. You know, the way you're going to get infected is 99% is not from us because we're using 100% one-time use sterile stuff.
Yeah.
It's when you leave. Mm-hmm. You go to the gym, you're using weights that are fucking dirty as hell. And then all of a sudden you go scratch your tattoo. Bam. You go to the bathroom and touch the handle. Bam.
You go swimming in Lake Bridgeport after you get a tattoo.
If you swim after a tattoo, you are guaranteed to get it infected.
You're asking for it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
After I got my last one, I think that was the biggest request that I remember from the artist. He was like, do not get, unless it's your shower, do not get in water. And then if it is your shower, cover it up, like put some cellophane or whatever over it. Like,
I mean, I don't mind you showering and cleaning it.
Okay.
You just want to dry it off. Don't let it soak. You don't want to take a bath with a fresh tattoo.
Gotcha.
But... I mean, cleaning it's good, but again, you got to clean your hands.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like everything. You got to pay attention. That's one thing that's hard for me to go to the dentist or the doctor because I see nothing but cross contamination the entire time.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh my god, he's going to touch me with that. You know, he had his gloves on over there using the keyboard, and then pulled a drawer out, grabbed all his paperwork, and then grabbed my tools, and then go straight to my mouth. You're like, oh no, this don't work.
You ever issue any refunds? I'm curious about this.
Only on deposits.
Okay. So if you've gotten some work, the money stays in your coffers.
Yeah.
What if I'm really unhappy with it and I come back, I've cut off my little square of skin. I'm like, didn't work for me. here's my skin.
We're going to call it mental health.
Yeah, I know, Joe. I got a different, give you a card.
Another weird story, if you want to hear something about that kind of stuff. So I went on my one and only online date many, many years ago, way before my wife. She was sober. We went to a restaurant and ate. She's like, I don't want you to drink. I said, okay, cool. Had dinner, had some coffee. And she's like, I want to get a tattoo tonight. And I was like, okay. So we drove all the way to Louisville from Madison. She wanted her palm done. So I tattooed her palm, which hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Next, I said, and we, you know, said goodbye. I said, I'll call you tomorrow. I didn't call her. So she started blowing me up. Finally answered, just cussed me out. So, oh my God, this lady's crazy. 2 days later, she calls me, says, I need to talk to you. My hand's bleeding extremely bad. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why would your palm be bleeding? So I call her back. She goes, I hate you so much. I got a cheese grater, and I scratched that tattoo off my palm.
Oh, my God. My God. Well, one, you dodged that bullet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. So that's a good way to, you know, really vet your potential lovers. Bring them to the tattoo shop with Corey. I'm like, tattoo her hand. if she's grated it off in the next few days, you don't want that person.
I have heard of people trying to erase them with erasers.
Mm.
They'll sit there and just until it basically cuts it.
God,
and then you're scarring yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's another thing that was trendy for a while, like scarring. Oh, people knife them. So it's still a thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's some ritualistic shit. That's some
self-mutilation.
Yeah. So how does the laser thing work if you did want to get one?
I used to own one. It blows it up. It basically blows those particles and pushes it through into your bloodstream.
So your body just deals with them after that point.
And it's a straight burn. It's not a tattoo's a cut. This is a burn.
Yeah.
And you can run that laser on clear skin where there's no ink. You will not feel it. The second it touches that ink, pop, 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 it starts popping.
So it's attuned to colors, I guess.
Correct.
Interesting. Does that leave scarring, or does it heal over as if you...
I think today it's gotten a lot better.
Okay.
I think back in the day it did some scarring.
Y'all offer that service in-house?
No.
No?
Okay. Like I said, in Louisville, there was one other tattoo shop that had it back in the day, and I wanted to be the first one in Louisville to have it, so I bought one, and it was a huge mistake. Never paid for itself.
Not enough people requesting to have it removed.
Well, at the time they were. Everybody was always asking, where do you go? So I thought, you know what, we'll get it. But then I started thinking, if you're really going to go get your tattoo removed, would you go to a clinic or would you go to a tattoo shop?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a clinic.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever had to decline anybody or make them, they come in intoxicated after a night out to a shop and you're like, hey, you might really want to think about what you're wanting right now because you may not be thinking the same in the morning.
Yeah. We're not going to tattoo if you're slurring.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a line. There's a cutoff.
I don't mind a couple because it does reduce pain.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a couple drinks, come in, don't drink a fifth of vodka.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't drink a case of beer. You know, because the drunker you are, the more you're looking at the tattoo, you're breathing heavy, you want to take breaks, you got to pee. It's just not good.
Basically, if you're at the line where, like, you've jumped over, now you're at risk for public intoxication, don't come into the tattoo shop.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Credit card declines? How do you handle those? Because you pay after.
Nah, you don't pay after, right?
Every place I've got, you pay after the work's done.
Okay.
Yeah, you pay after.
I've always been curious about that.
I don't guess we've ever had that happen.
Okay, knock on wood.
Yeah. Well,
I hope we didn't just jinx that for you.
Right.
I think if we have, I think they called someone that came and brought cash.
Okay.
I think. Or they give us their license and we let them go get cash.
So you no deposits, no nothing? Even on big ones?
Yeah, we do deposits.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay.
Those are non-refundable.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
You're committed.
Yeah, because that's a lot of time and supplies and just a hope they pay.
Mm-hmm.
I have refunded a few deposits in my life, but it has to be a pretty damn good reason.
Right, yep. How many tattoos you got, you think? Do you count them?
On myself?
Yeah.
I know I have 30 on my hands, so I got a bunch.
Who got more, you or Brennan?
Brennan.
Does he? Yeah, he's got a lot.
Yeah, he's got more in his face or his head. I don't have any of them.
So this is Brendan of county the county seat around, right? So y'all are buddies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I just seen he took a picture, I think, of him and another dude. They had their shirts off recently on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch.
They're gay like that.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah, he's well, of course, every time I've seen him, he's got on a shirt, but he's also up to the neckline.
Yeah.
Right on. Pretty cool place, too.
You would think he was a tattooer.
Oh, yeah. You would definitely think, yeah.
No, his place is awesome.
Yeah, they've got it going on. And he rides, doesn't he? Doesn't he
have
time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a bunch, don't he?
Harleys?
Yeah.
I think he's got two old choppers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ride?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. I like newer. He likes the old stuff. I like the new stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't ride one of them old things.
I had a night train. That was my one and only Harley. Well, I had my dad's after he died. It was a Road Glide. That was posh, but the night train was cool until you went on a trip that was over 100 miles, and it's like, I've destroyed my my back,
everything hurts.
My first one was a Slim, and it was cool. I had it all blacked out, white walls, ape hangers.
Yeah.
But again, you didn't want to go very far. And then
when you're up here, like when your hands are above your head, the blood has a tough time of getting where it needs to go. And
I don't know. That's so much more comfortable for me.
It was it really? Oh, your hands never got numb?
No.
The ones that I rode, if I rode them long distance, like I started to get the tinglies.
Well, mine were 16, so they're probably
okay.
Right
so
here.
It wasn't ridiculous.
Yeah, no, they were right here.
Okay, all right.
Then that got stolen, and I bought a Road Glide, and it was amazing.
Ah, those Road Glides are just slick, man.
The day my side-by-sides paid off, I'm getting a new Road Glide.
Okay. Did you watch Sons of Anarchy back in the day?
I did.
I liked the show. Of course, the writing was, Kurt Sutter was really good, but what cracked me up is like, here's this gang of outlaw, bad-ass bikers that would think no, you have no thought if you fuck them over to kill you, but when they have to chase you down,
they're putting their helmet on first.
Strap on the helmet. Strap on the helmet and get in the gang and get lined up. Safety first.
Yeah.
Well, I read an article that, what was the old man, the bad guy, the dad?
Oh, Clay.
Clay.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the ride. He never went over 15 miles an hour ever.
That doesn't
in that
surprise
show.
Me. That guy is such a cuck. I don't know if you've ever seen his political. Oh, he's a big anti-Trump and. Yeah.
I was shocked because I've been in the motorcycle club myself.
Yeah.
Before, and he was not the good guy. They could have picked someone better for
him. They really could have.
Yeah.
Like his acting for that, he was compelling in the role, but when you see his antics as a person, it's like, fuck me. They could have chosen better.
Yeah. I mean, in real life, those guys in those positions are badasses.
Yeah.
He was not a badass.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was a good show. I liked it.
I kind of live my life by the Hell's Angels leader,
Sonny Barger.
Sonny Barger, his famous quote was, or how he lived his life was, "If you treat me good, I will treat you better. If you treat me bad, I will treat you worse." I'm like, "There's what's wrong with that? That's a pretty good policy."
Yeah, pretty good.
He was in that show too.
Yes, he was. Yeah, I forgot he had a cameo. So was Marilyn Manson and Courtney Love, and
a lot of people. Yeah.
And Chuck Zito, he was a big Hell's Angel.
Yeah. Chuck Zito. Was he in the show?
Yep.
Which one was he?
He was there at the end. He was he was part of their club, but he was real Italian, dark hair. He came in kind of at the end. He had a pretty big role, though.
Interesting.
He was a bad guy.
Okay. Have you ever read the Hunter S. Thompson book where he goes undercover and like hangs out? He called it his reference was gonzo journalism, but do you know who Hunter S. Thompson is? Have you ever seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
Yes,
that's a Hunter S. Thompson book.
Oh, okay.
So he ends up going into the Hell's Angels kind of undercover as like, I'm just going to hang out with you guys, have a good time. But he I forgot what he got ousted for, but they beat the living shit out of him. But he wrote a book about it. I need to look it up. I can't remember the name. But yeah, it was an interesting book to read. And his the way he writes is like reading the Bible. It's difficult.
I bet that's good.
One sentence has five adjectives describing words in it. Dude, chill out a little bit.
Yeah, it won't be long. You'll see Hell's Angels around here.
Really?
Yep.
Don't they conflict with the Banditos? And there's some territorial.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they'll be here.
Okay.
Banditos already lost the state.
Have they?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of privy into the turf wars that go on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I was in Waco when that happened.
No shit. There was several rival gangs there.
Just Cossacks and Banditos.
That was it? Yeah. Okay.
And all the sport clubs that were there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
And then.
What was the one in Red River? Who was that?
I think that was the one in the bike rally in Red River, New Mexico. They quit the bike rally because of it.
Might have been the Mongols and the Bandits.
I think it was Mongols. I think that sounds right.
Yeah. Or it was Mongols and somebody else, I think.
Didn't that happen at the Wise County Toy Run? Wasn't there a big fight a few years back, too?
Yep. Yeah. That was Cossacks and Road Dogs.
Cossacks, I thought they were Midwesterners. Or that's the Outlaws, right? Is that okay?
Well, Outlaws are Oklahoma.
Okay.
They're big over there.
Hell's Angels are in Texas. I'll be damned.
Well, I didn't say they're here.
Well,
you're going to see them here at some point.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, with the way the Californians are moving to Texas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, then why not? Okay, well, be friendly to your local Hell's Angels.
I was trying to think of, I don't know if I should say it. Remember,
do not get us killed, please. No, right. Do not want my outlaw bikers breaking the door down.
The little brown-headed girl that was always with us, her dad, remember?
No, I'm trying to,
which I don't think they're like a 1% club.
Oh, are you talking about the booze fighters?
No.
They're great guys.
Hey, their patch looks like a little, I think it's got like a sombrero dude on it.
That's a bandito.
It's not a bandito. Same colors, they're affiliated with them, but it's not.
It's a support club.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it though.
Are they local around here?
They are, yeah.
So it's either Road Dogs or Heathens.
Nah, it's almost like a Mexican name almost.
The banditos.
Yeah, but so I don't know. I'll try to think of it.
They have the little, he's got a sombrero and he's got a smoking gun, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, right on. Well, any other closing thoughts, stories, fun things you want to get out?
Yeah.
Obviously, tell us.
For sure, your
tell
hours,
everybody that,
websites, all that jazz.
Business.
Well, Firehouse, it's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
We're there 8 to 5.
Appointment and, only for Firehouse?
No. Well, yes.
This is the dog grooming.
Correct. You can do a walk-in on nail trims. You never need an appointment for that.
Okay. Mm.
But we are taking new dogs, new clients, so don't.
How much for a border collie?
I'd have to look at my sheet.
I've got
that's what we have.
We've got a rescue. He's Blue Heeler, Great Pyrenees, and a black and tan coon hound.
Nice.
He's the most bizarre dog, but he's beautiful. But I'd have to. He's not aggressive, but he's protective. So I'd want to bring him up, meet you. So he's about 75 pounds. What would it cost for a dog grooming like that?
Full haircut, everything.
Yeah.
Probably about 120.
Okay.
Yep,
that's pretty realistic, I would think.
That'll come with a bath, nails, ears, anal glands if requested.
Okay. Anal what?
Anal glands.
Oh.
You don't know about that?
No.
Okay. We can't close this podcast without talking about
anal glands.
The anal gland release. I don't know what it's called technically, but
yeah, basically the girls get back there and they grab this little area and they pinch and it just squirts all their juice out.
Have you ever been around dog shit that it's like, okay, this dog shit is ultra smelly?
Well, it's fishy.
Yeah.
Real fishy. So if you're sitting at the house, big dogs can do it on the carpet. They'll scratch their ass and pop it. Mm. And it stinks.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it.
You know how I am with dogs, bro. I don't know.
Hey, are you telling me you don't want to leave here and go grab your dog and squeeze out some anal juice?
If I see that on the carpet, I won't have to worry about grooming him because he might not make it.
Yeah, and it's brown too, isn't it?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Okay.
Dang.
And we do every other Saturdays.
Okay.
And then tattoo, we're closed Monday and Tuesday.
Those are the worst 2 days of the week, in your words.
Yep.
Okay.
Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 9 during the week, and 2 to 10 on Friday and Saturday.
2 to 10, okay.
And then noon to 6 on Sunday.
What kind of policy do you have inside? Is it BYOB or no booze whatsoever? If we wanted to bring a nice bottle and have a few sips of whiskey while we get
not supposed to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, you know. It happens.
We know the owner.
You know those old Hitler.
We know the owner.
TABC Hitlers.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Those guys are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
And we got a badass piercer. She's there, same hours.
I struggle. Man, I've been through some phases where it's like, okay, fuck it. I want to get something pierced. And then I just think about it and I'm like, I cannot, man. I can't do it. Do you have any piercings?
No, it's not for me at all.
No, me neither.
Not for me. I really have given it some thought. Like, fuck it. Let's just do it and say that I did it. Can't do it. I can't force myself to do
it. I really want to get more tattoos. I want to do my tattoos, but I also have kids, so I don't have that stuff that it takes to get tattoos, that money.
Extra cash?
Yeah. So I haven't done it, but piercings, never. Mm-hmm. Never once have I ever thought, man, I want to get this thing jabbed through my ear.
I mean, I've had my ears done once. I did my tongue when I was in my 20s for a dare.
Yeah.
And It's so bad. Mm-mm.
No,
the one that geeks me out the worst is the septum.
Oh yeah,
because like, you can like I can press here and feel what kind of rigidity mm-hmm. is in there, and it's like if you're forcing a needle through that, and it hurts to get flicked in the nose already.
Oh, man,
I would feel like that would just drive me nuts.
It'd make me sneeze 24/7.
To have something right here in my freaking nose. Oh god, yeah. I couldn't do it.
How long did you keep the tongue piercing in?
Probably about a month.
Did it drive you nuts?
It did. For the first 2 weeks, I had a spit cup, and I literally was spitting blood. Because you can't eat for like 3 days.
Mm. That's a good way to lose some weight.
Yeah. And then finally, I got so tired of hearing something clatter in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When I took it out, I couldn't believe the relief of just freedom.
No.
So what do you think people do those for?
Look at me.
Attention.
Just an attention thing?
It's not sexual people bullshit when they say that.
Yeah.
It's just strictly look at me.
Attention, yeah.
I think all that is.
Mm.
But, you know, some people like it. To me, it looks like a bunch of fishing accidents.
Yeah. Exactly right.
But, hey, well, you know.
To each his own. That's right. Own.
Do y'all do any events or competitions or anything like that? Like,
we do conventions every once in a while.
Mm.
They're pretty fun. We're going to do a grand opening here soon.
Okay.
3 weeks, my windows get done. Once those are done,
I'll
do a grand opening.
Is the chamber kind of going to come up, do their thing?
Probably talk to them. And then my friend that owns North Texas Smoke, Derek, he's going to cook food for us.
Yeah, I'll be there.
We'll just be for the food.
Yeah, I love that place.
Oh, his food's amazing.
I know.
We should put out a poll, and I don't think I would be shocked at the result of how many people, even if it's just one, I would bet like over 75% of the population now has a tattoo.
I would think.
Yeah. Even 18. If it's just one, even a little
just
bit
one,
of a polka dot.
Well, I bet that's probably
in
accurate.
The last 5 years, you'd be surprised how many 70-year-old people are getting them.
Are you shitting me? They're because you did say like it's difficult to do it on skin over 70 years old.
They're coming around. I think they finally see everybody with it, and they're just like, all right, you know.
Do they, because not all 70-year-olds, but as you grow older, your skin...
Less pliable.
Well, it just tends to be whiter almost if you're a white person.
So you can get better colors.
So
then,
does tattoos, is that better or worse?
It's hard for us.
It's harder, yeah. Okay.
They're so thin, it blows right out.
Mm.
And, you know, it, you hate to see it.
Right.
Because it's, you know, you're fucked.
Yep. Yeah, ain't fixing
and a
that.
Blowout, you know what a blowout is? It's basically where it goes past. There's 7 layers of skin. Once we go through it, it disperses out. So it's got this gray haze around it.
Okay.
And, you know, there's an old saying, you'd rather see a blowout than a fallout. I disagree.
What's a fallout?
Where you didn't go deep enough and it comes out. It goes away.
It's like it was never there in the first place.
Right. So do you tell said 75-year-old that, hey, your odds, your chance this before we get going?
Yeah, and sometimes they bleed so bad.
Gee.
So there you go. That's the moral of the story tonight. Get your tattoos before 70.
Right. Do it while you're young, people. Yeah. Do it
but
while
if you
you're
do
young.
Get them after 70, no refunds.
No. Yeah, right. Jeez.
And that was going to lead me to something else, and I completely just miffed it. It's gone now. It was there and gone.
Whiskey does that.
And old age and senility.
That's true. Well, awesome, man. Appreciate you coming on, dude.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. Appreciate it, man.
Go get some tattoos, folks.
Yeah, and if you're hesitant or afraid of the tattoo culture, go in and talk to the people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because they're willing to engage, and they're just fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just people.
Well, and, you know, you can come in. I've got one little room designated for people to sit down, and we've got portfolios in there. You can just sit in there and relax and, you know.
Yeah. Browse.
Check it out.
You may not even have to go in and get a tattoo. Just go in and browse.
Absolutely.
Talk to people. Yeah, like you're always afraid of the thing you don't know. And then as soon as you go have a conversation with somebody or something you don't know about, you're not afraid of it anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And we made it. I feel like it's inviting. It's homey there.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of antiques. And so.
Really cool vibe. Go get a whiskey.
There's a porcupine in there. How bad could it be?
Get a whiskey at Trinity and some food at Roosters and then a tattoo and then on down to finish out the night off at the county seat.
Perfect.
Everything's right there in the perfect line.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You could go the other way. You could start at the county seat, tattoo, bite to eat, and then Trinity for a finisher.
Either way.
One cool thing I'm going to do, I'm getting these poker chips made, and it's going to have Trinity, Roosters, county seat, Frenzies. So if you come in and you're going to be there for a while, I've already prepaid for it. So, boom, I give you a token. You get your choice. You want a coffee from Trinity? Here's a coffee chip. You want
Genius.
A burger and a beer? That way they'll go over there. They'll redeem it. They'll get their burger and their beer, and they'll talk about it. Hey, I'm fixed to get tattooed next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll eat. come get tattooed, and then go get another beer, show everybody off, and it's just kind of a networking thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now you've generated buzz.
And yeah. And that helps everybody out around me.
Yeah, Matt at Trinity, he's got a few tattoos. Mm. Like he's got.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's awesome. Yeah, yeah. He's
have you ever done any work on him?
I have not yet.
Okay. I think he does. Is it Denton, his tattooer? I think so. Is in Denton. Yeah,
one of those woke people.
I bet I can get him on chair soon.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you can.
So
what about?
One more question, maybe two more questions. But so can you, let's just say, there was a spot in town, random spot. Can you go to a random spot and just set up a, I'm going to do tattoos for 6 hours at, so for instance, County Cedar or Trinity, or does it have to stay in your shop?
You can't do that legally, no.
Legal, okay. That's
there is a travel permit from the health department. I think it's like $600.
Oh, well.
So a temporary 2-day deal.
Right.
It's going to get expensive.
You better do, you know, $1,800 worth of tattoos to make it worth it.
Yeah. Okay.
Your buddy Brendan, have you done his work?
I have tattooed him once. He doesn't have much space left.
No, he's running out of real estate.
Yeah. You have to do it on the ball of his feet, maybe.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say other. I'm glad you kept going after ball.
No, he might not have any room there either.
Oh, God, testicle tattoos. I don't even want to think about that. Is that a thing?
I've never seen it.
That's got to be the most painful. But that was back to genitalia. Ending on a high note, man.
All right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, Corey. Everybody go check it out. The name of the place is
Decatur Tattoo.
Right on.
And Firehouse Dog Grooming.
Firehouse Dog Grooming. Yeah, thank you. I'll be in for one personally. Probably a new one. I'd like to get the family brand and then maybe talk about covering one or two up on the back. So
we look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks.
Have a
good night.
Been listening to the Whiskey Bros Around the Table.
Hermanos Whiskey.